Okay, bismillah wa salatu wa salam, rasulillah wa ala alihi wa man wala wa ba'd. This is session 25. And today, inshallah, we're going to look at lesson number 14. Before we look at the lesson, I just want to remind you that you should have, before you came to class today, during the course of the past week, you should have reviewed all matters related to the mudari verbs. Okay, and the reason why you should have reviewed them, because we spent a few weeks, few chapters dealing with mudari. And we're finished with it. We reviewed it last week for a whole class, and we're finished with it. But that doesn't mean that we forget about it. But we have to go back and look at it again and again and again so we don't forget what we learned in those very important chapters, 10, 11, 12, and 13. Secondly, for homework, we're supposed to read the key for the new lesson, especially point number one. And we're supposed to read and study the dialogue for the new lesson and listen to the audio and start doing the exercises. So I hope, inshallah, that you have started doing the exercises. We're going to look at the key in detail, and then we're going to read the dialogue carefully. And then we're going to do as many of the exercises as we can. There are quite a few exercises, but we're going to do as many as we can of them, inshallah. Before we start the lesson, are there any questions concerning the lessons dealing with mudari? Any problems you had in doing the exercises or reviewing them? Or, if not, are there any questions related to what you have previewed of the new lesson? Anything that was difficult so we can focus on it as we begin to explain it? Any questions about the new lesson? Tayyib. The new lesson is basically, yani there are a number of points in this lesson, but the most important of them is the fi'l amr. Fi'l amr. Okay. Lesson 14, English Key, the back of the book, page 45. In this lesson, we learn the following. Number one, the Amr, that is the imperative. The Amr is the form of the verb which signifies a command or request. Like go, sit, get up. The Amr is formed from the mudari of the second person by omitting the initial ta and the final dhamma, as explained below. What do we mean by the Amr is formed from the mudari of the second person? Now,
whatever the ayn, I think it's the ayn of the verb.
Really, what I'm asking is the second person. What do we mean by the second person? What we mean by that, now? Okay, it's geared towards talking to somebody, now?
Well, like, tazhab.
Tazhab is the second person.
Yeah, you said first, second person, right?
Second person.
Yeah, and we omit the ta.
Okay, I'm not asking how we do it. I'm asking what does he mean by it's formed by from the second person. Okay, it's based on the wazn with ta now. Okay, listen. The amr is formed from the mudari of the second person. The second person, what I mean by that is, you know, we have first person, second person, and third person, right? The fi'l amr is only formulated from second person verb forms. Second person singular, second person plural, second person masculine, second person feminine, but only from second person. We're not talking about the first person verb forms. We're not talking about third person verb forms. But we're only talking about second person verb forms. Because commands in Arabic are formed in one of two ways. One, if you're speaking directly to somebody, then that's the second person verb form, whether it's masculine, feminine, singular, or plural. And the other one is with lam al-amr. If you're not speaking directly to somebody, then there's not a fi'l amr that you use, rather you use lam al-amr. Okay, use a lam, that means it's a command, makes it into a command, for third person or first person masculine, feminine, singular, plurals. Okay, so what we're talking about here, the fi'l amr in Arabic is only used with second person verb forms. Huh? What are the second person verb forms? Anta tazhabu. Antum tazhabuna. Huh? Anti tazhabina. Antunna tazhabna. These forms are all second person verb forms, whether it's masculine or feminine, whether it's singular or plural. That's what we're talking about. That's what he's saying. The fi'l amr is only derived from these forms. It's not derived from any first person or third person verb form. It's only derived from second person forms. Second person masculine, second person feminine, second person singular, second person plural. But it has to be second person. Alright? That's why he said the ta will be removed. Why is the ta? Because second person verb, mudari verb forms are with ta. Third person are with ya. And first person with hamza or noon. Tayyib? Alright, so this is yani related to what we just got finished studying of mudari forms, okay? What do we know from this? We said what? That the amr is formed from the mudari of the second person by omitting the ta. Because every mudari second person verb form begins with ta. So you remove the ta, that's the first thing. And the final you or dhamma as explained below, meaning the verb form, the end of it, if it ends with dhamma, the dhamma should be removed, it will become sukoon, sakin. Okay, so these are two things that you have to do. Now the resulting form commences with a sakin letter. After you do that, right, if you take the mudari ta off, and you remove the dhamma from the end of the verb and make it sukoon, then the word that you have at that point begins with a sukoon. It's kaf with sukoon, ta with dhamma, and ba with sukoon. So, since this resulting form commences with the second letter, that is a letter not followed by a vowel, it doesn't have a vowel, this is not permissible in Arabic. To overcome this difficulty, a hamza al-wasl, hamza al-wasl is prefixed to the verb. This hamza takes dhamma if the second radical of the amr, if the second radical has a dhamma. Okay, so what we're going to do here, we're going to do first, we're going to take the mudari form, right? Second person mudari form. We're going to take the ta off it. Okay? Tadhabu, for example. We're going to take the ta off it. After that, we're going to make the last letter sakin. Make it sukoon, right? Then we're going to add hamza tawassul to the beginning of it. But the hamza tawassul, what vowel does it take? Does it take dhamma, kasra, or fatha? It depends. It depends. The hamza tawassul takes dhamma if the second radical of this, what we have left, has a dhamma. Otherwise, if it doesn't have dhamma, meaning if it has fatha or if it has kasra, there are only three possibilities. It either has dhamma, kasra, or fatha. If it has dhamma, the first vowel on the hamza tawassul is going to be dhamma. If it has fatha or kasra, then the first vowel on the hamza tawassul is going to be kasra. So there's two possibilities. It's either going to be a dhamma, if you have a dhamma in the middle radical. If you don't have a dhamma, rather you have a fatha or a kasra, then the vowel that you add to the hamza tawassul is going to be kasra. So you're going to either make the first vowel dhamma, or you're going to make it kasra. You're going to make a dhamma whenever there's a dhamma in the middle letter. And then whenever there's no dhamma, that means that there's a fatha or a kasra on it, it's going to be kasra. So you only have two choices. You're going to make it dhamma, or you're going to make it kasra. Okay, now. No, because ذَهَبَ يَذْهَبُ, if it has fatta, you say we're going to make it kasra. Listen, if it has dhamma, we're going to put a dhamma in the beginning. If it doesn't have dhamma, we're only going to put kasra. Khalas. We're never going to put fatta. Not on this type of verb. There's other type of verb where you can put a fatta, but not on this type of verb. Okay, this type of verb that we're dealing with here, it's only going to be dhamma or it's going to be kasra? It's going to be dhamma when there's a dhamma in the middle letter. The only other thing that it can be, if there's not a dhamma in the middle letter, it has to be a fatha or a kasra. In both cases, we're going to put kasra in the beginning. In both cases. Alright? Okay, so for example, we have here the verb kataba yaktubu. The mudari form of the second person is taktubu. If you take off the ta, and you make the last letter sukun, then you have kaf, sukun, ta, dhamma, ba, sukun. So what you're going to do to that form? You're going to put a dhamma. Why? Because the middle letter has dhamma. So you're going to put dhamma, and you're going to say uktub. And the same thing would be, for example, with the verb, I'm saying it's not in the book, the verb kharaja, yakhruju. Yakhruju, if you take, the second person would be takhruju. If you take off the ta, and you make the last letter sukun, the middle letter is what? From takhruju. Bamma. So you're going to say what? Ukhruj. Ukhruj. The same thing, dakhala, yadkhulu. Second person, tadkhulu. Tadkhulu. Take off the ta, make the last letter sukun, tadkhulu is going to become what? Udkhul. Okay? So any verb in the mudari that the middle letter has a dhamma, when you take off the ta which indicates mudari, and when you take off the vowel of the last letter, make it sukun, if you end up with a dhamma in the middle, you're going to make it ukhruj, udkhul, like this. Okay, you're going to make it dhamma, dhamma, dhamma. Ukhruj, naam, ukhruj, leave, go out, ukhruj, naam. Somebody coming here asking about kayf al-istiwa, what are we going to say to them? Ukhruj. Ukhruj, get out. Let the door hit your back. Naam. Okay, another example. For example, a verb like jalasa yajlisu. Yajlisu, the second person, right, would be tajlisu. Take off the ta, make sukun on the end. Tajlisu becomes what? Ijlis. Naam. Another example of, for this same type would be nazala yanzilu. Yanzilu, second person would be tanzilu. Tanzilu, take off the ta, make the last letter sakin, becomes what? Inzil. Get down. Get down. Get off the bus. Get out the car. Inzil. Jayid, it's easy, right? Okay, the third possibility, we have verbs like fataha yaftahu. The middle vowel here is fatha. And we said that if the middle vowel is other than Dhamma, we're going to add what letter? Kasra. If it's not Dhamma, it's always going to be Kasra. No matter if the middle vowel is a Kasra itself, like in Ijlis, or if the middle vowel is a Fatha, like in Taftahu. So Taftahu, we take off the Ta, make the last letter Sakin, it becomes what? Ifta. Ifta. Alright? So this is what we're going to look at. Huh? Oh yeah, iftah. Naam, from fataha to open, iftah. Iftah al-bab. Iftah al-bab. Iftah al-bab. Iftah al-sayyara. Naam. Iftah juyubak. What does that mean? What's juyub? The plural of jayb. That's what the stick-up kids say. Open your pockets. Naam. Okay, so what are we saying here? We're saying here that the verb form, the fi'l amr form, is taken from the mudari by removing the ta from the second person form of the mudari and making the last letter sakin, sukun, and whatever the middle vowel is that's left, if it's dhamma, we're going to make it dhamma. Okay? We're going to say ukhruj, udkhul. If it's kasra, then we're going to say what? We're going to make it kasra, inzil. Okay? If it's fatta, we're going to make it still, we're going to make it kasra, idhab. Idhab, like this. Okay? Naam, idhab. Idhab. Taib. So this is one point. The next point, on this, we're still on point number one, but I mean the next part of point number one, this hamzatul wasl is pronounced only when the amr is not preceded by any word. Yani this vowel that we're adding, this dhamma or this kasra, is pronounced only when the fi'l amra is not preceded by any other word. If it is preceded by a word, the hamza is omitted in pronunciation, though it remains in writing. Still written, but we don't pronounce that dhamma or that kasra. For example, the dhamma in uktub, right? If there's something before it, we're not going to pronounce the dhamma. Because what's the rule for hamza to wasl? If there's something before, it just joins what's before it to what's after it. So that's a rule that we already know. Okay, so this vowel is not going to be pronounced because it's hamza to wasl if there's something before it. So for example, ya Bilalu, if you wanted to say Ya Bilal, Uktub. Don't say Ya Bilalu Uktub. You say what? Ya Bilal Uktub. You just join it. Bilaluk. Bilal Uktub. Ya Bilal Uktub. Not Ya Bilalu Uktub. Huh? Same thing. If you wanted to say Ikra Waktub, you don't say Ikra Wa Uktub. But you join the waw with fatha to the kaf, because Hamza Tawassul says join Waktub. Ikra Waktub. And likewise, Uktub Wakra. The reverse order. Uktub Wakra. Not Uktub Wa Ikra. Wakra. Huh? Uktub Wakra. So if you begin with the Hamza Tawassul, you pronounce it Ikra. Okay? But if you don't begin with it, you say Uktub Wakra. Don't say Wa Ikra. Okay. As we have seen, this Hamza is Hamza Tawassul. So the sign of Hamza Tawqat should not be written above or below it. When you write Uktub, don't write it with Hamza, Hamza Tilqat. If you write Hamza Tilqat, that means you've written the word wrong. Because Hamza Tilqat means you have to pronounce that vowel that's written with that Hamza, no matter whether you begin with it or something else is before it. You gotta pronounce it. But Hamza Tilwassul tells us, if there's something before it, don't pronounce it, just join whatever's before it to what's after it. So be careful that when a word is written with Hamza Tilwassul, and all these verb forms here, the command fi'l amr for this first type of verb, the fa'ala type verb, all of this, the fi'l amr is Hamza Tawassul, begins with Hamza Tawassul. So we're not going to write a Hamza in any of these words. When we write Uktub, we're not going to write it with Hamza. When we write Ijlis, we're not going to write it with Hamza. Okay, the third matter of the same point of the fi'l amr, third matter, is the amra from ta'kulu, the verb ta'kulu from akala, ya'kulu, ta'kulu. The verb, the fi'l amr from it is just Kul. Kaf, Dhamma, Lam, Sukun. Kul. And from Ta'khudhu, yani Akhadha, Ya'khudhu, Ta'khudhu, the fi'l amr from it is Khudh. These forms are irregular. And the first radical Hamza has been omitted. These are fi'l mahmuz. Fi'l that begin with Hamza. So this type of verb form, the Hamza is omitted. Not only the ta of the mudari, the ta, right, from ta'kulu, or takhruju, or tadhabu, not only the ta is omitted, but the hamza of this verb from akhada or akala, the hamza is also omitted. So when you omit the hamza as well as the mudari verb, what you are left with is kul, or khud. That's what you are left with. So therefore, we're going to continue, page 46. Therefore, if the amra of the second person singular is followed by a word commencing with Hamza Tawassul, the last letter of the amr takes a kasra to avoid iltika'u as-sakinain. What do we mean by iltika'u as-sakinain? Naam, the joining or the meeting of two sakin letters, two letters that have sukoon. Okay, so what are we saying here? If the fi'l amr of the second person singular is followed by a word commencing with Hamza Tawassul. Why are we saying the second person singular? Because the second person singular ends with sukoon. Udkhul, idhab, inzil, ends with sukoon. So whenever that second person, masculine singular, whenever it is followed by a word that has alif lam, that means it's going to be two sukoons meaning, because alif lam begins with sukoon. And that verb form ends with sukoon. So whenever you have this, then you have to add a vowel. You have to add a kasra. So for example, they said, ishrab al-ma'a. Don't say ishrab al-ma'a, that's two sukoons. So you put a kasra and you say what? Ishrab al-ma'a. Drink the water. Okay? Iftah al-baba. Iftah, sukoon. Al, sukoon. That's two sukoons. So you don't say iftah al-baba, you say iftah al-baba. Iftah al-baba, open the door. And likewise, khudh al-kitaba. You have khudh sukun, you have to add a vowel, khudh al-kitaba. Take the book. Khudh al-kitaba bil-kuwa. Naam, alright? So this is another matter here, right? That is what? Whenever this form of the verb, second person singular, which ends with sukun, whenever it's followed by a word that begins with hamzatul wasl, whether it's alif lam or any word that begins with hamzatul wasl, whenever it begins followed by a word that begins with hamzatul wasl, you have two sukuns meeting, so you have to add kasra to the verb form. Change that sukun at the end of the verb to a kasra and join it to the hamzatul wasl. Now.
Is that on the same order as kul? Khud, take. Is that on the same setup like kul, eat? You know, similar, right?
Yeah, but, kul. Because kul to eat, right?
Yeah.
It's from akala.
Right.
And khud is from akhada. So they're both what? Beginning with hamza. That's the irregularity here. That hamza in the beginning is deleted along with the mudari letter. That's how it came like this, short. It's from the same situation, same ruling. Now. Alaykum salam. Okay. The last point related to this matter of the fi'l amr, the last point related to it. Here is the isnad of the amr. Here's the isnad of the amr to the other pronouns of the second person. Okay, we said that the fi'l amr is only derived from what? The second person mudari verb, right? But the second person mudari verb, it could be masculine, could be feminine, it could be singular, it could be plural. So far we only talked about what? Second person masculine singular. What about second person? Feminine singular. What about second person? Masculine plural, feminine plural. So now we're going to look at how do you make the mudari, what does the mudari fil amra mean look like for the second person feminine singular or masculine feminine plural? Naam, Ibrahim, you look like you wanted to say something.
That's what I was about to ask.
Oh, okay. Tayyib, alright? So, let's see, finally, right? We have, for example, masculine singular, anta, right? If you were speaking directly to an individual, single person, masculine, right? You say, uktub, ya Muhammadu. Uktub, ya Muhammad. Okay? That is second person masculine singular. What about feminine? Second person feminine singular, anti. You say, uktubi, ya Aminatu. Uktubi. So masculine, singular, uktub. Feminine, uktubi. Okay, masculine, plural. Masculine, second person, plural. Uktubu. Yani if you're talking to a group of men, Antum, uktubu ya ikhwanu. If it's feminine plural, antunna, for example, you say uktubna ya akhawatu. Okay? So you have uktub, masculine, singular, and uktubu, masculine plural. For as the feminine singular, uktubi and uktubna. These are the forms for the verb. Okay? So, for example, if you had another verb, let's say izhab, right? Masculine, singular, you would say what? Masculine, singular, izhab. Masculine, plural, izhabu. Feminine, singular, izhabi. Feminine, plural, izhabna. Izhabna. Now.
Because you mentioned that
and Harun, idhaba ila fir'auna. Idhaba is dual. Dual, now. Two of them, right? We're not dealing with the duals at all yet. We're not dealing with any duals in anything. Not pronouns, verbs, anything. Okay? That's a command, fil amr, but that's for dual, too. Idhaba. But the singular would be idhab. Dual, idhaba. Alright. Another verb. For example, if we had, for example, ukhruj. Masculine singular, we say ukhruj. Masculine plural, ukhruju. Feminine singular, ukhruji. Feminine plural, ukhrujna. Ukhrujna. Jayid. Okay? So that's the everything that we wanted to deal with in terms of the fi'l amr. How you derive it by removing the ta, making sakin on the last letter, and then looking at the vowel that's remaining on the middle letter. If it's dhamma, we're going to put dhamma and say ukhruj, udkhul. Okay? If it's not dhamma, if it's a fatha on the middle vowel, or kasra, then we're going to make it with kasra. Idhab, inzil, like this. Okay? Also, we said that that vowel in the beginning is hamzatul wasl. Therefore, if there's anything before it, we're not going to pronounce that vowel. We're going to join whatever's before it to whatever is after it. We also said there are some irregular verbs like akhada and akala, and the fi'l amr from them is going to be formed by both deleting the mudari letter, ta, and deleting the hamza, both of them. It's going to be by deleting both of them. And the last thing that we said is that when this second person masculine fi'l amr form is followed by a hamzatul wasl, followed by a word that begins with hamzatul wasl, then we're going to add a kasra because we have iltiqa sakinain. We have two sukoon letters meeting. From idhab, you have ba with sukoon, and then you have l, for example, with sukoon. And because of these two second letters, we're going to add a kasra. So we're going to say idhab, or we're going to say what? Ishrab, and we're going to add a kasra to it, ishrabi, and join it to the hamzatul wasl. Okay, so these are the forms of the fi'l amr, masculine and feminine, singular and plural. Okay, that's the first point of this lesson, and that's the main point of this lesson. And after that, we have two other points that, you know, are secondary points, and we'll look at them quickly. Number two, we're on page 46, number two. أَقْرَبٌ فِي الْفَصْلِ. In this sentence, which is a question, أَقْرَبٌ فِي الْفَصْلِ, which means what? Is there a snake in the classroom? Is there a scorpion in the classroom? طيب, أَقْرَبٌ فِي الْفَصْلِ. The مُبْتَدَى أَقْرَبٌ, in this case is أَقْرَبٌ. The مُبْتَدَى in normal sentences, in جُمْلَ إِسْمِيَة, is usually definite. But it may be indefinite with certain conditions. One of those conditions in which it can be indefinite is that the indefinite mubtada should be preceded by an interrogative particle, harf istifham. As in this example, أَقْرَبٌ فِي الْفَصْلِ. A scorpion in the classroom? Yani, is there a scorpion in the classroom? Here's another example from the Quran. أَإِلَاهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. إِلَاهٌ is indefinite, right? But it's preceded by an interrogative pronoun, harf istifham. أَإِلَاهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. In this case, it's permissible for a mubtada to be indefinite. What is one of the conditions in which it's permissible? When it's preceded by harf istifham, by interrogative particle. Okay, so the main thing is here, what we want to understand is that in a jumla ismiya, which is composed of a mubtada and a khabar, the mubtada is usually, in almost all cases, definite. But there is a possibility in when the mubtada might not be definite, and it's permissible. And when is that? When it's preceded by harf istifham. Naam, question? Oh, okay. Alright. The last matter is point number three. فَإِنَّ الْغُرْفَةَ مُذْلِمَةٌ. فَإِنَّ الْغُرْفَةَ مُذْلِمَةٌ. What does that mean? فَإِنَّ الْغُرْفَةَ مُذْلِمَةٌ. The room is dark. But فَإِنَّ here, he says here, فَإِنَّ means because. يعني فَإِنَّ here, it is connecting this sentence to something that was stated previously. And he's saying here that the meaning of fa'inna, it means because. It can be translated sometimes with this word or other similar words. Here are some more examples. Qul hadha, eat this. Fa'innaka jaw'anu, eat this because you are hungry. Or, as he translated here, as you are hungry. I mean, the wording can be slightly different, but the meaning of it is because. Why is he telling you to eat? Because you're hungry. فَإِنَّكَ جَوَعَانُ. Or, Udkhul. Enter. Get in. Why? فَإِنَّ الدَّرْسَ قَدْ بَدَأَ. Because the lesson has already started. Okay, they translate as get in, for the lesson has already started. But the meaning of it really is what? فَإِنَّ because. Why is he saying get in? Because the lesson has already started. نعم. اغسل القميص القميص فإنه وسخ. Wash the shirt, for it is dirty. But the real literal meaning of it is wash the shirt because it's dirty. Why are you being ordered to wash it? Because فإن, because it is dirty. فإنه وسخ. Alright, so these are two other points. The مبتدأ, when it can be indefinite. One of the cases is if it's preceded by interrogative particle. And فَإِنَّ, in some sentences, it may have this meaning of because. Yani, it's connecting what was before to what's after it with the causative effect. That do this because of that. Do this because of that. Now,
what's the difference between this one, فَإِنَّ, and
لِأَنَّ? Allahu alam. They're close in meaning.
You could use them the same?
It's close, but there's a little bit difference. One, لِأَنَّ, the meaning is closer to لِأَجْلِ, for the purpose of something. And this one is like because of something. Yani something you're doing this for a certain purpose, and you're doing this because of something else. I mean, the meanings are very close.
Yeah.
They're very close, yeah. They're very close. I mean, it depends on the shade of meaning that you're trying to indicate. If you want to show the causative effect, that this is being done because of something, then this is a clearer way to say it. But if you want to say, do something لِأَجْلِ, يعني in order to, for the purpose of some objective, then it's better to say it the other way. And otherwise, it's close. The meaning is close. Okay, quickly, we can look at the vocabulary. It's a long list of vocabulary, but we look at them quickly. Okay, I want to look at the verbs first. The verbs that are in the right side of the column. From the top of the key on page 47. Sakata yaskutu, which means to keep quiet. Sakata yaskutu. So this verb is from which form? From the verbs that have fatta in the madhi and dhamma in the mudari. Sakata yaskutu. Okay, uskut, naam. Dhamma, it should be what? Uskut, naam. Jama'a yajma'u. Jama'a yajma'u, to gather or to collect. Okay, this is fatta, fatta. Fatta in the madhi, fatta in the mudari. Okay, and the fi'l amr from it would be what? Ijma'. Ijma', with kasra, because it's not a dhamma, so it has to take kasra in the fi'l amr. Tabakha yatbukhu. This is fatta, dhamma. Fatta in the madhi. Dhamma in the mudari, to cook. The fi'l amr will be what? Utbukh. Dhamma, dhamma. Whenever it's dhamma, it's dhamma. If it's other than dhamma, then we get kasra. Qata'a yaqta'u. To cut something. Qata'a yaqta'u. The fi'l amr from it should be what? Iqta'. Naam. Halaka yahliku. To shave. Halaka yahliku. The fi'l amr from it should be what? Ihlik. Ihlik. عبد يعبد فتى ضم فتى in the ماضي ضم in the مضاري means to worship. The fi'l amr should be what? اعبد. اعبد. نعم. علم يعلم. علم يعلم. To know. Okay, this is كسرة فتى. The fi'l amr should be what? اعلم. اعلم. اعلم with كسرة, right? منع يمنع. Mana yamna'u, to prevent. Naam. The fi'l amr should be what? Imna. Imna. Naam. Aada ya'udu. Fatta dhamma. To return. And this one is a little bit tricky. Ud. Naam. Yeah, but this one, they didn't intend for us to do the fi'l amr for this. Because these are the defective verbs. The af'al mu'tallah, we're going to come to them later on, inshallah, after a long time.
This ud is bidun alif, right?
Bidun alif, naam. Od, naam. Taib. And then we also have on the bottom of column B two more verbs. Kanasa yaknusu, which means to sweep. Fatha dhamma. And the fil amr from it should be what? Uknus. Uknus with sukoon on the end. And nadara yanzuru, which means to look. Unzur, naam, dhamma. Unzur. Fatha dhamma becomes unzur. Okay, and the rest of the vocabulary words here from column A. Waraqatun, a piece of paper. Teenun, fig. La adri, I don't know. La adri. Like somebody says, la alamu. They can say, la adri, I don't know. Quwatun means strength. Bi quwatin means strongly or fast. Bi quwatin. Aqrabun, up on the top of the second column on the left side. Aqrabun is a scorpion. Hidha'un is a shoe. Al-Jannatu, the paradise. Qubun, a glass. Yadun, a hand. Zawjun, a spouse. Masculine or feminine. Alaqun, a clot of blood. Midhya'un, a radio set. Or a radio. Naam. Jawun, with shadda on the waw, is the weather. Gharibun means a stranger. And Musa, or Musa means a razor, yani that you cut with, cut something with a razor. Naam. Naam. Na'sanu, na'san means sleepy, like ta'ban, jaw'an, atshan, na'san, sleepy. It's mamnu' min as-sarf, it doesn't take tanween. Muzlimun means dark, like dark outside, it's dark out, muzlim. Okay, these are the vocabulary words. And inshallah, let's look at the dialogue in the Arabic part of the book, page 95, in the Arabic section. Lesson 14. Ad-darsu al-rabi'a ashara. Ad-darsu al-rabi'a ashara. The 14th lesson. Okay, I'm going to ask a question right now. Who has read this dialogue? Who has read this dialogue well? Who read it well? One, two, three, four. Mashallah. Zayd, okay. You want the bathroom? Here. Over here. Okay, lesson 14. Lesson 14, page 95, Arabic section. Ad-Darsu al-Rabi' Ashara, 14th lesson. Tayyib, hopefully you read the key and you have some idea of the grammatical points. We just read it and we reviewed it. Maybe hopefully you read it for homework also. Hopefully you already read the key so you're familiar with this text here. And we want to look at the grammatical points. We want to also look at the vocabulary words. And we want to, most importantly, comprehend whatever we are reading, right? So I'm going to stop, inshallah, on different words and different sentences and ask questions as we normally do. All right, so please focus. The mudarris and the talib. There's a discussion between who? The teacher and a student. Men bil babi. What does this mean? Men bil babi. Who is at the door? Naam. Here, ba here, it means at. Ba sometimes means in also, and it has other meanings, but here it means at. Who is at the door? Talibun. Ana talibun jadidun. Meaning? I am a new student. What is the mubtada in this sentence? Ana. What is the khabar in this sentence? Talibun is the khabar. What is jadid in this sentence? Not. Ana talibun jadidun. Taib, the teacher says, udkhul. Udkhul is from what verb? Dakhala yadkhulu. Fi'l amr, udkhul. Udkhul. Masmuka. What does it mean? Enter. What is your name? We don't say ma ismuka, right? We say what? Mas. Because why? Hamzatul wasl says join what's before to what's after. And what other rule is in the pronunciation of this expression masmuka? There are two rules here. One of them is Hamzatul wasl says join what's before to what's after. What's the other rule in the reading of this expression here, masmuka? Very important rule. Huh? Okay, the other rule is that whenever you have a long vowel preceding Hamzatul wasl, you don't pronounce it long, you pronounce it short. You don't say masmuka, you say mas, as though it's just yarhamukallah, as though it's just meem fatta. Mas, masmuka. So you have two things here. You are not pronouncing the long vowel, and you're also not pronouncing the Hamzatul wasl. You're going straight from the meem and fatta right to the seen. Without pronouncing the long vowel, without pronouncing Hamzatul wasl. Masmuka. Okay, he said, Inta, what is your name? The student says, Ismi Humayunu. 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 What did he say? My name is Humayun. Al Mudarris. Humayun. كيف تكتب هذا الاسم؟ Huh? What did he say? How do you write this name? The student says, He says, how do you write this name? The teacher is still speaking, saying, اكتبه على هذه الورقة. اكتبه على هذه الورقة. What does that mean? Write it on this piece of paper. The students say, يا أستاذ ها هنا أقرب meaning oh teacher here's the scorpion there's a scorpion here أقرب في الفصل أين هي what does it mean is there a scorpion in the classroom where is it and remember we said in the key right أقرب في الفصل أقرب is not definite it's nakira. But it's permissible for the mubtada to be nakira. In what case? If it's preceded by harf istifham, interrogative particle. Aina hiya? The students say, "Onzur huna ya ustadu." What do they mean? Look here, oh teacher. Hiya tahta maktabi Hishamin. It's under Hisham's desk, or the desk of Hisham. Notice that the students, right? When the teacher asks, where is it? The student said, "Unzur huna ya ustad." Look over here. What were they telling him to look over here for? Do you think maybe they wanted him to deal with it? But he said, what did he say to them? No way, buddy. Y'all deal with it. "Unzur huna ya ustad." "Hiya tahta maktabi Hisham." The teacher says, oh yeah? اقتلوها يا إخوانو اقتلوها يا إخوانو get it y'all deal with it now اقتلو kill قط is قطع يقطع اقطع اقتل is to kill اقتلوها kill it يا إخوانو okay this is the plural form of the فعل أمر اقتل masculine Plural, اقتلوا. ادخل, ادخلوا. نعم. أنتم. نعم. اقتلوها. أنتم يا إخوانو. The students say, بما نقتلها. بما نقتلها. With what? What do we kill it with? What can we use to kill it with? Here, B means what? And before, B meant what? At. عند الباب, right? بالباب, at the door. بما نقتلها. The teacher says, اقتلها بحذائك يا حاشم. Notice the command of the teacher in the first sentence, he said, اقتلوها. And here he said, اقتلها. What's the difference? The first one he was telling all the students. Now he gets specific. He's talking to one person. Uqtul is singular. Uqtul. Uqtulha. Bi hidaika ya hashimu. After a moment he waited, he said, Amatat? I mean, Ya Hishamu. Ya Hishamu. Then he waited a moment and said, Amatat? Meaning?
Is it dead?
Is it dead?
We don't
want to do it. Now, he told Hisham, kill it with your what?
With your shoe.
With your shoe. Ya Hisham. Kill it with your shoe, Ya Hisham. Is it dead yet? Hisham, na'am, matat.
You feel good now.
Na'am, matat. It is dead. It has died. The teacher says, ijlisu ya abana'i. Meaning?
No, okay. Sit,
sit, oh my sons. Na'am. Ijlisu, the singular of it is what? Of the command form? Ijlis. Plural? Ijlisu. Feminine singular? Ijlisi. Feminine plural? Ijlisna. Ijlisu ya abna'i. Iqra. Ad-darsa. Ya aliyu. Here, iqra ends with hamza with sukoon and it's followed by a hamza til wasl. So what should we do to this iqra to read it correctly? Put a kasra. Iqra ad-darsa. Instead of saying iqra ad-darsa, you say what? Iqra ad-darsa. Ya aliyu. Sit, O my sons. Read the lesson, O Ali. Read the lesson. Who did he tell to read the lesson? Ali. Ali says, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq. Khalaqal insana min 'alaqa. Until the end of it. Shall we translate? Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. What does it mean?
I take refuge in Allah from the curse.
Seek refuge in Allah from the cursed shaitan. Reject the shaitan. Naam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
In the name of Allah.
Naam. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'll leave that one to y'all. What's the meaning of Iqra? Bismi Rabbika.
In the name of your Lord.
Alladhi khalaqa.
Who created.
Naam. Khalaqa al-insana. He created the human being. Min alaqa. From a clot of blood. Naam. After he read this, who read this, by the way? Ali. After he read this, he said, Ya Ustadhu, hafiztu hadhihi as-surata. Ya Ustadh, hafiztu hadhihi as-surata. What does that mean? Oh, professor, oh, teacher. I have memorized this surah. Ayya with fatta. Ayya suratin ahfadhu ba'daha. I'm going to come to you. What does it mean? Which surah shall I memorize next? Ayya suratin. Suratin is mudawfun ilayhi majroor. And ayya is mansoob by what? Mafulun bi. Ayya suratin ahfadhu. Yani, ahfadhu ayya suratin ba'daha. Which surah shall I memorize after? Naam, Musa. After reading the Quran, is it right to say Sadaqallahu al-Azim? No, it's not right to say Sadaqallahu al-Azim. No, it's not. It's not. Because reading Quran is worship. And all worship is tawqifiyah. Meaning that how we worship Allah, you cannot worship Allah however you like. But you can only worship Allah with that which He has legislated. Okay, as far as the things in the world, everything in the world is lawful unless there's a prohibition showing us clearly that it's prohibited. Engaging in things in the world. The rule for worship is the opposite. Nothing is permissible in worship unless you have a proof proving that it has been legislated. Okay, food and drink and things, all of it is lawful unless somebody brings you a proof showing that it's prohibited. But worship, all worship is prohibited, unless somebody brings you a proof saying that it's permitted. So this is worship. So when a person is reciting Quran, that's worship. So saying Sadaqallah al-Azim, that's part of the worship. Has that been legislated? Nowhere. It has not been legislated. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite Quran. He used to have his companions reciting Quran. And we didn't find him telling them after they finished Quran saying Sadaqallah al-Azim. No. He didn't say it. Huh? Huh? Hasbuka. Naam. He said. He told him Hasbuka. It's sufficient. Okay? But he didn't say Sadaqallah al-Azim. Even though, I mean, we know Sadaqallah al-Azim means what? Allah al-Azim. Allah who is al-Azim. He has spoken the truth. Naam. That's a fact. But is that legislated to that? No. No, it's not legislated.
It's actually, if you look at it logically, not that you don't spread it out, but it looks like you add it because you're saying, oh, Allah has spoken, like you doubt that Allah has spoken to
nah.
To say that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, in any case, for sure, it's not legislated from the Sunnah.
Yeah.
We have no command in the Quran saying when you recite Quran, when you finish, right. Say Sadaq al-Azim. Right. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite Quran, his companions used to recite Quran, his presence. Out of his presence, we don't have any record of any of them doing such a thing or saying these words. And therefore, even though it might appear to be something good,
yeah.
It might appear to be good, but what is legislated in Islam is not based on our intellect or how we feel or what we think looks good. Rather, it's based on what Allah has revealed to us and what Allah has legislated in the Quran and in the Sunnah. So we should leave that alone and be careful and protect ourselves from it. Back to the lesson. The teacher says in the end after this, after he said, which surah should I memorize next? The teacher says, احفظ, Surah At-Teen. احفظ is from what verb? حفظ, يحفظ, with فتح, therefore becomes احفظ. نعم, حفظ, يحفظ, احفظ. Okay, what is the plural command form for احفظ? احفظوا, the feminine singular. احفظي, the feminine plural. احفظنا. احفظنا. طيب, he just says احفظ سورة التين. Memorize what? سورة التين. What is التين? The fig. خذ دفترك. خذ دفترك هذا. وَاكْتُبْ فِيهِ سُورَةَ الْعَلَقِ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ. What does he mean? خُذْ دَفْتَرَكَ هَذَا. Take your notebook, this one. Take this notebook of yours. وَاكْتُبْ فِيهِ, and write in it, سُورَةَ الْعَلَقَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ. إِنَّكَ نَعْسَانُ. إِنَّكَ نعسان. What does it mean? You're sleepy. No.
Also, Abu Bakr.
Aba Bakrin.
Abu Bakr.
No.
Abu Bakr.
Yeah, because ya and nida makes the noun after it marfoon with dhamma. Unless if it's in idalfa, then it becomes mansoob, right? And because it's from Asma al-Khamsa, the sign that it's mansoob is fatta alif. Right? So you say, Aba Bakrin. Innaka na'sanu. What does that mean? Indeed, verily, surely you are sleepy. Izhab ila al-hammami. Waghsil wajhaka. What does it mean? Go to the bathroom and wash your face. Iftah al-nawafidha. Ya Abdallahi. Ya Abdallahi. افتح النوافذ يا عبد الله. What does that mean? Open the windows, oh عبد الله. فإن الغرفة مظلمة والجو حار. What does that mean? Because the room is dark and the weather is hot. Let some light in. And let some air conditioning in. Natural air conditioning. The wind, hopefully, is blowing. Jayid? Okay. Alright, the first exercise is comprehension, right? What did we understand from this lesson? What can we remember? التمرين أو تمارين exercises. التمرين الأول أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. What does it mean? Answer the following questions. نعم. Okay. ما اسم الطالب الجديد؟ نعم أبو بكر. أبو بكر. اسمه همايون. نعم اسمه همايون. Number two. أين كانت الأقرب؟ أين كانت الأقرب؟ نعم إبراهيم.
الأقرب تحت المكتب تحت المكتب
تحت المكتب. Okay, more specifically, تحت
المكتبي.
Can you say تحت المكتبي هشام؟ مكتب هشام is مضاف إليه, right? Can the مضاف take ألف لام?
No.
So how would you say it then? تحت مكتبي هشام. نعم. طيب, question number three. من الذي قتلها؟ من الذي قتلها؟ قتلها هشام. Who killed it? هشام killed it. Number four. بما قتلها؟ بما قتلها؟ نعم موسى. قتلها بحذائه. With what did he kill it? He killed it with his shoe. Number five. أي صورة حفظ علي؟ أي صورة حفظ علي؟ نعم. طيب علي يحفظ سورة العلق. The question is, which one did he already memorize? Not which one is he memorizing now? Listen. The question is, which surah did he already memorize in past tense? He answered, he is memorizing mudari, yahfadhu, mudari, but you have to do madi, right? Because he's asking, what did he already memorize? You have to say, he already memorized. Naam, but you use the mudari verb, which mudari means that's what he's memorizing now. So we want to change it to madi and say what? Hafidha? Surah Al-Alaq. Naam. حافظ علي سورة العلق. نعم. Okay, exercise number two. التمرين الثاني. صحح ما يلي. صحح ما يلي. Correct what follows. Alright. Okay, it says, I think it says, my paper is very dull. قال المدرس لعلي اقتل الأقرب.
لا.
ها؟ That's a خطأ. Okay, what's correct? قال المدرس. He said للإخوان and he said لهشام. But look, you see, he couldn't have said to إخوان أقتل الأقرب, because أقتل is singular. So that means he had to be speaking to an individual. Yeah, at one point he did tell the brothers to do it. But here, when he said اقتل الأقرب, he was talking to one person. He was talking to هشام. قال المدرس لهشام. نعم. اقتل الأقرب. طيب, number two. قال المدرس لهشام افتح وافتح النوافذ. Incorrect, should be. قال المدرس لي عبد الله افتح النوافذ. افتح النوافذ. نعم لعبد الله. Number three. قال المدرس لهمايون اذهب إلى الحمام واغسل يديك. خطأ. What's correct? قال المدرس لمن؟ لأبي بكر. What did he say to him? He said, اذهب إلى الحمام واغسل what? وجهك, not يديك, وجهك. نعم. Number four, قال المدرس لعلي احفظ سورة النبأ. خطأ. What it should be? Should be قال المدرس لعلي احفظ سورة التين. سورة التين. نعم. تأمل. أبو بكر لأبي بكر. This is what somebody was pointing to earlier, right? Abu Bakrin, and here Li Abi Bakrin. Okay, so this name Abu is from Al Asma Al Khamsa, and when they are marfoon by what? If they are nidalfa, dhamma, wow, by elongating the vowel, and if they are majrurun in idalfa, then the sign that it's majrur is elongating the kasra. Okay, so we change it from Abu Bakrin to Li Abi Bakrin. 96, 97. Okay, exercise number 3. And I emphasize in the homework that you try to do 1, 2, and 3. Because 3 especially is very important for this lesson. But alhamdulillah, it seems as though we already know this well. So we won't really spend a lot of time with this. Exercise number 3. Iqra. Iqra ma yali. Read what follows. Okay, notice that this page is divided into 3 parts. The first part is Alif, the second part is Ba, and the third part is Jeem. Okay, 3 parts. These 3 parts are the 3 types of verbs that we want to look at in terms of the voweling. How do we determine the fi'l amr? We have to look at the middle vowel of the mudari, right? The middle vowel, the middle letter. The vowel that remains after we move the harf of mudari and after we make the last letter sakin, then this, the middle letter remains with a vowel. We have to look at that vowel. If that vowel is dhamma, then when we form the fi'l mudari, we're going to begin it with what? Dhamma. If that vowel is fatta, we're going to begin the fi'l amr with what vowel? Kasra. And if that middle vowel is kasra, we're going to begin the fi'l mudari with what vowel? Kasra. And that's basically what they are saying here. Okay? So they are just showing us, for example, in the first group, that we have anta taktubu. Okay? So we have second person, masculine, singular. Taktubu. And what we have to do to it, in order to make the fi'l amra, we have to get rid of the ta, which is the harf mudari'a. And then we have to make the last vowel, in this case the ba, sakina. The last letter, sakina. So what we have left, we have kaf without the ta, and that kaf has sukoon. We have ta with its vowel, taktubu with a dhamma, and the last letter ba has sukoon. So what do we have to do now? We have to add a vowel to this, what remains, and the vowel, since the vowel is dhamma, then we're going to put a vowel, dhamma on the Hamzatul Wasl is going to become Uktub. Okay, this is when the middle letter has a Dhamma, then the Fi'l Amra becomes a Dhamma. So if you had Anta Tadkhulu, then get rid of the Ta and get rid of the last vowel, the Dhamma on the last letter, and you have Dal with Sukoon, Kha with Dhamma, Lam with Sukoon. If you add a Dhamma on the Hamzatul Wasl, it becomes, Walaykum Salaam, Udkhul. Udkhul. Okay, let's read what remains. And let's read what remains in this first part. Okay, Aleph. First one, now, Ahmed, on the side. Paying attention to the fi'l mudari. Huh? Oh, you don't have the book? Okay. Read. Ukhruj min al-fasli ya bashiru. We have ukhruj. From which verb? خرج يخرج تخرج نعم. Number 2, ذو كريم.
اكتب درسك يا علي.
اكتب درسك يا علي. So we have uktub from which verb? Kataba yaktubu taktub. Uktub. Naam. What does it mean? Uktub darsaka ya Ali.
Write?
Write your lesson, O Ali. And the first one, ukhruj min al fasli ya Bashiru, means? Leave or get out. Go out of the classroom, ya Bashir, O Bashir. Number three. Naam, number three on this side, Abu Bakr. Huh? Help him, Abdul Halim. Usjud lillahi. Usjud lillahi. What does it mean? Prostrate to Allah. From which verb? Sajada yasjudu. Tasjud usjud. Naam, number four. Abdul Halim. Uh-huh. Yeah, Jabali. Unzur ila dhakal jabali. Why is it dhakal jabali? Mudhaf, mudhaf ilay, huh? Huh? It's badal. It's badal from dhaka. And dhaka is the object of the preposition. Ila. Ila dhaka al jabali. What does it mean? Look to or at that mountain. Look at that mountain. Unzur. Unzur is from which verb? Navara. Yanzuru. Tanzuru. Unzur. Number five. Now, Abdul Haq. Ya? Ami. Naam. Uqtul hadhihi al-hayyata. Ya ammi. What does it mean? Kill this snake. Ya ammi. Oh, uncle. Uqtul from which verb? Qatala. Yaqtulu. Taqtulu. Uqtul. Number six. Number six on this side. You with us?
No, I don't think it's
obvious. Number six. Udkhul. Ya Hamidu. What does it mean? Enter.
Ya Hamid.
Oh Hamid. Enter. Udkhul. From which verb? Dakhala. Yadkhulu. Tadkhul. Udkhul. Ya Hamid. Number seven. On this side. Abu Bakr. Ushkur Rabbaka. Meaning? Give thanks. Be thankful to your Lord. Ushkur from which verb? Shakara. Yashkuru. Shakara yashkuru. Tashkuru. Ushkur. Ushkur Rabbuka. Okay, what would be the plural masculine for Ushkur? Ushkuru. Ushkuru. Wild Jamal. Naam. Feminine. Singular. Ushkuri. Feminine plural? Ushkurna. Okay, number eight. On this side, Salahuddin. Again?
Uskut ya walad.
Naam, uskut ya waladu. Uskut, what does it mean?
Be quiet.
Be quiet, oh child. Uskut. Uskut. Naam, he knows that one already. Uskut, Taib, Uskut is from which verb? Uskut is from which verb? Sakata, yaskutu. Yaskutu, taskutu, uskut. Number nine. Number nine. Uknus. Hadihi. Al-gurfata. Uknus hadihi al-gurfata. Meaning? Sweep this room. Uknus is from which verb? Kanasa? Yaknusu. Taknusu. Uknus. Okay, ba, the second part. Okay, anta tajlisu. From jalasa, yajlisu. Anta tajlisu. Tajlis, if you get rid of the ta, al-mudari, and make the last letter sukun, then you have to add a vowel. Depending on what? Depending on the middle vowel. What's remaining is kasra, so the harf, the vowel for the hamzat al-wasl is going to be what? Kasra. Ijlis. Jalasa, yajlisu, tajlisu, ijlis. Another example, anta taghsilu. Taghsilu, you get rid of ta al-mudari'a and make the last letter sukun. Add what vowel? It's kasra, so it has to be kasra. Ighsil. Kasra, kasra, ighsil. Tayyib. Read. First one, on this side. Now. Ijlis huna ya Bilal. What does it mean? Sit here, O Bilal. Number two. Ighsil.
Ighsil. Wajhaka bisabun.
Bisabuni. Ighsil wajhaka bisabuni. What does it mean?
Wash your face with the soap.
Wash your face with the soap. Number three. Irji بعد ساعة. What does it mean? Come back or return after 1 hour. Irji. Now, number four. Abdul Halim. Now, inzil min as-sayyarati ya akhi. Inzil. What does it mean? Inzil min as-sayyarati. Descend, get out, get down from the car. Get out from the car, ya akhi. Inzil min fadlik. Please. Number five. Now, Abdul Haq, I'm sorry. Read it one more time, the ayah. Idrib. Naam. Qala Allah Ta'ala li Musa alayhi salam, idrib. With sukoon. Idrib bi asaka al hajara. What does it mean? Hit the stone with your stick, your asa. Allah, the Most High, He said to Musa alayhi salam, hit the rock with your stick, or strike it with your stick. Okay, part jim, third type of verb that we had here, anta tadhhabu, right? Tadhhabu, if you get rid of the ta al-mudari'a, harf mudari'a, and make the last letter sukoon, then the vowel that's remaining is fatta, and if the vowel is fatta, we're going to add what vowel to the hamza to wasl? Kasra, so it becomes idhab. Okay, if it's fatta, we're going to put kasra. If it's kasra, we're going to put kasra. If it's dhamma, we're going to put dhamma. Okay, anta taftahu. Taftahu, get rid of the harf al-mudariya ta. Make the last letter sakin, sukoon. The letter that's remaining is fatta. Fatta takes kasra in the hamzat al-wasl. Iftah. Iftah. Alright? Okay, read the first one. Naam, Ibrahim. Naam, iftah kitabaka ya Ibrahimu. Meaning? Open your book, O Ibrahim. Number two. Ihfaz darsaka. Meaning? Memorize this lesson.
Your lesson.
Number three. Iqra hadha darsa, meaning read this lesson. Iqra is from which verb? Qara'a, yaqra'u. Yaqra'u, taqra'u, iqra. Number four. Ithhab اذهب إلى المسجد. What does it mean? Go to the masjid. اذهب is from which verb? ذهب يذهب تذهب اذهب. Number 5. درجاتك. دراجتك. اركب دراجتك. What does it mean? Ride your bike. اركب is from which verb? ركب. ركب. يركب. اركب. فتى. كسر فتى. اركب. Yes. نعم. مفعول به. منسوب. علامة نصبه فتحة. دراجتك. Number 6. نعم أبو بكر. العب مع أختك يا إسماعيل. What does it mean? Play with your sister إسماعيل. العب is from which verb? لعب. يلعب. العب. نعم. Number 7. Number 7. صلاح الدين. اشرب ماء باردا. What does it mean?
Drink cold water.
Drink cold water. اشرب is from which verb? شرب يشرب تشرب اشرب. Number 8. نعم. موسى. Go ahead, موسى. موسى, he just got in here. We're going to let you acclimate first. Oh, طيب. أين مكتب البريد يا أخي؟ No problem. No problem. نعم, keep reading.
Oh, يا أخي.
نعم.
لا أدري. اسأل ذاك الرجل.
أنا لا أدري. اسأل ذاك الرجل. نعم, keep reading.
أنا رجل غريب.
أنا رجل غريب. طيب, what's the meaning of أين مكتب البريد يا أخي؟ Where's the post office? Oh, my brother. Ana la adri. What? I don't know. La adri. I don't know. Is'al dhaka ar-rajula. Ask that man. Ana rajulun gharibun. I'm a stranger. Type is'al is from which verb? Sa'ala. Yas'alu with fatta, right? Yas'alu, tas'alu, is'al. Naam, is'al. Type number 9. You with us now?
Yeah.
You got it. ارفع رأسك. What does it mean?
Raise your head.
Raise your head. ارفع is from which verb? رفع. يرفع with فتة. ترفع. ارفع. Take the next one also. ارفع صوتك. What does it mean?
Raise your voice.
ارفع صوتك. Raise your voice. Number 11. Coming back around this way.
قال الله تعالى.
نعم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن. اقرأ. بسم ربك الذي خلق. Allah, the Most High, said in the Quran what? Read in the name of your Lord. He who created. Who created. Naam. Number 12. Naam.
قال الله تعالى لموسى عليه والسلام. Allah said to Musa, go. Oh, well, I didn't get that. اذهب إلى الفيرون.
No lamb. Without ألف لام.
إلى فيرون.
نعم.
Go to فيرون.
نعم.
وقال اذهب أنت وأخوك.
نعم.
And he said go you
نعم قال الله تعالى لموسى عليه السلام الله موسى said to Musa اذهب إلى فرعون اذهب إلى فرعون اذهب is from which verb ذهب يذهب اذهب اذهب إلى فرعون اذهب أنت وأخوك you and your brother نعم okay here the irregular verb forms that we saw here is anta ta'kulu and anta ta'khudhu. Both of these verbs, what do they have in common? They begin with hamza, hamzatul qat. And in the derivation of the fi'l amra, here with this irregular type of verb that begins with hamza, not only are we going to delete the harf al-mudari'ah, the ta, but we're also going to delete the hamza, hamzatul qat. So what remains from ta'kulu, if you remove the harf al-mudari'ah and the hamza of the irregular verb and then make the last letter sukun, you ended up with what? Qul. And that's the fi'l amra. Okay, so the same thing with anta ta'khudhu, you're going to get rid of the harf al-mudari'ah ta and the hamza til-qat and make the last letter sukun and you have what? Khudh. Okay, so these are irregular a little bit, so you got to pay attention to this. If you see a verb that begins with Hamza. There are many of them, but... يعني أخذ يأخذ What other verb begins with Hamza? Anyway, if we think of some, inshallah. طيب, after this, exercise number 4. Tamreen al-Rabia. صغ from صيغة means make the form of the أمر صغ الأمر من الأفعال الآتية make the form of the command form of the verb from the following verbs okay they give you the مضاري I mean الماضي and they give you المضارع and then they want you to give the فعل أمر okay so read the ماضي then read the مضاري and then give us the أمر and I think we're going to go down the column We're going to go down the right column first. Okay, start from this side. We're going to go down from the right side of the column, straight down. Now. Dhamma. It has Dhamma, right? Whenever it has Dhamma, you're going to put Dhamma on the Hamzatul Wasl. If it has any other letter, you're going to put Kasra. So read it again. نعم قتل يقتل يقتل who has ضم in the middle letter so يقتل is going to be اقتل next one
ذهب يذهب
has فتح so it's going to be what اذهب next one
جلس يجلس
has كسرة in the مضاري Second letter, so it's going to take kasra, ijlis. Yajlisu, tajlisu, ijlis. Naam, next one. Naam, fahima, yafhamu, ifham. Naam. Right? Sukun, ifham. Naam. Next one. حافظ يحفظ احفظ next one يسجد اسجد سجد يسجد اسجد next one ركع يركع اركع نعم next one شكر يشكر أشكر يشكر أشكر next one top of the column next column oh you know what I'm sorry I might be looking at our page is a little bit different yeah if we go down the column the next one should be طبخة huh
Okay.
Well, do you have the same, do you have, is that the end of this page?
Yes.
Okay, let's stay on this page then. Let's stay on this page and go over to Samia, Yasma'u. Because some of the books might be arranged a little bit different. Yeah, Tabaqa, but probably because the page ended earlier here than there. Okay, skip, let's go to Samia, Yasma'u. Naam, Samia, Yasma'u, with Fatta, Isma'u. Naam, next one.
Rafa'a,
Yarfa'u, Irfa'. Next one. Back on this side. Darasa, Yadrusu, Udrus, Udrus. Naam, next one.
Alima,
Ya'lamu, Illam.
Naam, Alima, Ya'lamu, I'lam. Next one. Shariba, Yashrabu, Ishrab. Next one. Naam. Halaqa, yahliku, ihlik. Next one. Ihlik. Naam, with kasra, ihlik. Naam, go ahead. Kasara, yaksiru, iksir. Naam, next one. Ghasala, what's the mudari? Yagsilu?
Yeah,
Igsil. Naam, Igsil. Okay, now we're going to go to the next page, inshallah. Next page.
Tabakha, yatbukhu, utbukh.
Naam, tabakha, yatbukhu, utbukh. Next one. Qata'a, yaqta'u, iqta'. Naam. Jama'a, yajma'u, ijma'. Next one.
Abada, ya'budu, u'bud.
Abada, ya'budu, u'bud. Next one. Naam, this side.
Nazala,
yanzilu, inzil. Next one. اعرف عرف يعرف اعرف بعد اكل ياكل كل. Here we're doing what? We're getting rid of the harf al-mudari'ah and we're also getting rid of the hamza, hamza al-qat, and the only thing that's left is we make sukun in the last letter. Kul, kul. اكل ياكل كل. Next one. فعل يفعل افعل. نعم. فتح فتح يفتح افتح. Next one. بعد
ضرب يضرب
اضرب. نعم. ضرب يضرب اضرب. Next, بعد. كتب يكتب اكتب. بعد.
سأل يسأل
اسأل. نعم. سأل يسأل اسأل. نعم. بعد. منع يمنع امنع. بعد
ضحك يضحك اضحك.
نعم. ضحك يضحك اضحك. بعد. نعم.
رقيب
ركب يركب اركب بعد نعم عبد الكريم
أخذ يقود خذ
نعم أخذ يأخذ خذ get rid of حرف المضارع get rid of حمزة تلقط make the last letter سكون خذ نعم it says here حمزة الأمر the حمزة of the فعل أمر the حمزة الأمر is حمزة الوصل فلا تكتب فوقها أو تحتها so it should not be written above the حمزة nor below the حمزة the ألف nothing should be written above it or below it علامة الحمزة يعني the sign of حمزة القط the sign of حمزة القط should not be written above or below the ألف of حمزة الوصل إلا في الفعل الرباعي except in verbs that are of four the fourth form الرباعي meaning verbs that have four quadrilateral root يعني four radicals anyway that's something beyond us at this point but for the verbs that we're dealing with triliteral roots then we shouldn't be writing hamzatul qat on the fil amr form طيب التمرين الخامس تأمل ما يلي نعم the hamzatul wasl in yeah what we're saying here hamzatul wasl what they are really saying here they're saying hamzatul amr the hamza of the fi'l amr form that hamza of the fi'l amr is hamzatul wasl okay in other words the command form of the verb begins with hamzatul wasl that hamzatul wasl That Hamza that it begins with is the Hamza al-Wasl, not Hamza al-Qat. We know it's a Hamza, but they're reminding us that it's Hamza al-Wasl. That Hamza that's in the beginning of the Fi'l Amra is Hamza al-Wasl, it's not Hamza al-Qat. Therefore, we should never be writing this little symbol that represents Hamza al-Qat. We should not be writing it. Fikum barakallah. طيب, تأمل ما يلي. Consider, contemplate, reflect upon what follows. Reflect upon what follows. Okay, what do they want us to reflect upon in this word, Uktub al-Darsa? What are they trying to tell us here? About the sukoon of Uktub being followed by the sukoon of Hamzat al-Wasl in Alif Lam, right? And when that happens, what do you have to do? You have to add a kasra. So you don't say Uktub al-Darsa. But rather you say what? Uktub al-Darsa. Uktub al-Darsa. You don't say Iqra al-Qur'ana, but rather you say what? Iqra al-Qur'ana. Instead of saying Ishrab al-Qahwata, you say? Ishrab al-Qahwata. Instead of saying Il'ab al-Ana, you say what? Il'ab al-Ana. طيب, as far as Uqtub, Ya Hamidu, How will we pronounce this one? Ya Hamid Uktub. Okay, the verb, the command verb Uktub, because there's something before it, then we don't pronounce the Dhamma of the Hamzatul Wasl on the Amr when there's something before it. So they're telling us here to do what? They're telling us to make sure that we join whatever is before the Hamzatul Wasl of the Fi'l Amr, join it to whatever is before it. Okay, so Uktub here, because there's something before, we're not going to say Uktub, but rather we're going to say Ya Hamidu, connected. Ya Hamiduk. Ya Hamiduktub. Not Ya Hamidu Uktub. Ya Hamiduktub. And Ijlis, because there's something before, we're going to say what? Udkhul Wajlis. Not Udkhul Wajlis. Udkhul Wajlis. Ifham. قال لي أبي we don't say قال لي أبي افهم but rather we're saying what قال لي أبفهم Abifham. Abifham, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? Two things we're doing. Number one, we're joining Abi to the command verb Ifham. We're connecting them without pronouncing the Hamza of the Fi'l Amra. Okay, we're now pronouncing the Kasra of Ifham. We're joining Abi directly to it, and we're also doing what else? We're not elongating the last vowel before Hamzatul Wasl. We're making it short. We're not saying Abif. We're saying Abif. قَالَ لِي أَبِفْهَمْ طيب. So there are two things they tell us to reflect upon in this tamreen. They tell us to reflect upon the fact that the fi'l amra, second person singular, ends with sukoon. When it's followed by Hamzatul Wasl, add a kasra to it. And they're also telling us that when the fi'l amra is preceded by something, since it begins with Hamzatul Wasl, don't pronounce his vowel. Okay, these are two different matters. Huh? They're telling us when there's something preceding the fi'l amra, join it because it's Hamzatul Wasl beginning with, right? And they're also telling us when the Hamzatul Wasl is following, is followed by a word that begins with a sukoon, then to avoid iltiqa sakinain, we have to put a kasra on the fi'l amra. Naam. Qala li abifham. What does it mean? My father said to me, understand. Understand. You know, sometimes when you're really going astray and somebody's trying to get you right, they say, you need to understand this. Understand that this is not a game. This is real. He said, my father. Qala li, he said to me. Who said to me? Abi. Qala is the fi'l. The fa'il is Abi. Is Ja wal Majroor. Ja wal Majroor. Can it be like that? I don't think so. Allahu A'lam. It doesn't sound right. We have to analyze it to be sure, but Allahu A'lam. Okay, so again, these two points, these two lines. The first line is dealing with what? The fi'l amra, which ends with sukoon when it's followed by a sukoon. And the second line is dealing with the fi'l amra when there's something ahead of it, before it. Since it begins with Hamzatul Wasl, whatever's before it should be joined to it, and the vowel of the fi'l amra should not be pronounced. The vowel of Hamzatul Wasl should not be pronounced. So these are two different matters that we have to pay attention to. And both of them are mentioned in the key. Okay, it's time for Salat. They're going to call it then any minute now. Okay, we have exercise number 6, and exercise number 7, and exercise number 8 to complete this lesson. Alright, so anyway, we can complete it next week, but write out the exercises that we did, as much of them as you can, practice your writing, and try to finish the remaining exercises. Exercise number 6 is read what is following, paying attention to the qawaid of pronouncing Hamzatul Wasl, and the qawaid of pronouncing Harf al-Sakin, عندما يليه ألف لام. Okay, these are the two rules that we saw in these two lines of words. Okay, these two rules are what they want you to read, keeping into consideration those, the rules related to those two things. And exercise number 7 is إقرأ ما يلي, is reading, but it's reading, right, paying attention to the fil amra.